Welcome to the Soul Twins Prince podcast.
Hello, Prince.
Hello, Detroit.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Well, Prince, I heard nothing but magic flowing down from the concert. How was it?
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Sing it, y'all.
So, we finally got off our asses and actually recorded the Prince podcast, a bit of tribute there to the Purple One. We're going to be playing nothing but Prince on this, all his little side projects, offshoots, not a lot of the mainstream stuff, because like everyone's heard it and it's been done to death, so we're going to try and dig a little bit deeper, although we will be chucking a few classics in. We thought we recorded it today, mainly because we've been pretty lazy and not bothered recording it, because we've had loads on. But it's actually just been announced today, on the 7th of June, that it's Prince's birthday, and Minnesota have declared it Prince Day.
He's heard the mayor of Minnesota is leading a mass, all the people of Minnesota in their town hall, and they're all sucking the dicks, apparently.
Right, well, that what a touching, lovely image that is. won't be looking up that on YouTube, guarantee that, fucking hell. Right. Yeah, so with the last few tracks, we started off with an interview from the Electrifying Mojo when he spoke to Prince on radio. Electrifying Mojo, one of the coolest voices ever, very very similar to my own, really. And then went straight into Uptown, classic Prince tune. And then the Dimitri from Paris mix of I Wanna Be Your Lover, which is absolutely phenomenal. So, rather than me waffling on, let's get back into the music, because there's lots of it. Go for it.
Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line wasn't me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood in the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Favorite number was 20, and every single day. If you ask her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine. I'd order a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy overdid with Cynthia one around. Surf and jam, butterscotch cloud, tangerine, and a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Like the one she draws on every wall, in every school. But it's alright, it's for worthy cause. Gone simple. I keep saying starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch cloud, tangerine, side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam.
First class psychiatry, but
Tune. That one's going out to all the gigolos out there. It's like an anthem, that. Morris Day in the Time, Gigolos Get Lonely Too. One of the best songs about gigolos and how hard they have it in life, in my opinion. It's pretty controversial, but I'm putting it out there. And you know it is. And just before that was Starfish and Coffee from the Sign of the Times album. Rewatched that film again the other day and all, and it's pretty amazing, the footage on that. Filmed in Rotterdam. Yeah, loads of top clobber on there. Won't wear any of it myself.
Reckon Vinny would.
Yeah, even. And we did it at Prince Barbecue last weekend. Glorious sunshine in Stockport. Thanks to Saskia for holding that, hosting it. Loads of people there. Me, Stu, and Lisa Sherman, aka Shermanator X, throwing down the shapes and. Prince collection is ridiculous, isn't it? It's just picture discs and everything, just immense. And like little lad who's getting into DJing and teaching him. Jesus Christ! Don't want to go. It's taking a turn. I don't know where to go. And then, it's kind of.
Not Michael Jackson tribute, for God's sake.
Oh God. And what's got coming up next? Oh, get back into the music because I'm just
Funky. the soldiers need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind. No intoxication, let's see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me.
In front of me.
Oh, call it what you like. I'm a woman I be. This is just another one of God's gifts. Musicology. Got to keep the party moving, like I told you. Keep the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology.
Escort you places, imparted a rumor or two about the parade of lovely faces that follow me, surely they do. What say you to that with lips so inviting? It's all I can do not to stare. What say you to them, past, present, and future, that you don't care? If so, you'll be the first, and I'll give you the keys to the whoopee of your dreams, alright? All over the world they call me Prince, but you can call me Mr. Goodnight.
Mr. Goodnight, he'll make you feel alright.
you can throw your head back and holler. Yeah. It's so nice, so nice. Better not tell your girlfriend. You can try with all your might. You just can't keep a secret about good night, good night.
Now I don't wanna put you to sleep with a bunch of chatter and a rap that really don't matter. But now that you know who I am, you need to make plans and all your other pennies should scatter. A limousine about to pick you up and then take you to a private jet. And there you're gonna meet a little Spanish man who will offer you wine or Moet. In an hour or two, you'll be taken to a suite that will rival your wildest dreams. And on the bed, three dresses to choose one, pick one, then you get a call from me. Tell me which dress you chose so I can put on my matching suit. All the real dimes, throw your hands up. You know how Mr. Goodnight do.
Call it Mr. Goodnight.
Call
it. He'll make you feel alright. Make it throw your head back and holler.
Oh, come on.
So nice, so nice.
Make it one.
And I tell your girlfriend.
Don't do it.
You can try with all your might.
3121.
Just can't keep a secret about goodnight.
Mike Philly and the band got jams at midnight before the main attraction, see? Slow it down somewhere here on earth just to check how your reaction be. And if your heartbeat goes up a notch or two, there ain't no telling what I might do. But I got a mind full of good intentions and a mouth full of raisinets. We can watch Chocolat on the big screen before we convene in the pool. The waterfall will wash your cares away. Already I love you, I do.
Call Mr. Goodnight, he'll make you feel alright.
Mr.
Make it throw your head back and holler. It's so nice,
so nice,
so nice. Then I tell your girlfriend, you can try with all your might.
Mr. Goodnight.
Just can't keep a secret about goodnight, goodnight.
The energy in this field's been known to flicker lights, aye. A symphony with no rest, acapella moans, and a bridge of sighs. Ooh, good night. Undeterred, nevertheless, a masterpiece on butterscotch thighs. Turn off the lights, turn off the lights. It's time for Mr. Goodnight.
What a tune, what an absolute tune. That one's by Prince. Bit of a shock for throwing in there. Bit of a tribute. So they've actually announced the reason he died as well now, seeing that was in the press the other day. He was overdosed on funk, so yeah, show was it, probably sex. Yeah, he was funking all over the show. Yeah, it's looking at the state of the women he went out with, it was an absolute, well, respect, fair play. He's up there with Jeff. Sorry about that. So if you want to check any other, like, Prince podcasts that are actually decent and not just two bald knobheads waffling shit in a flat, then check out Aliel at Aliel Podcast. You can find him on Twitter. He's done a few Prince ones and they're all really good. There's a lot of digging deep on there because the guy's massively into Prince. Well worth checking on that. And also, if anyone missed it, the Benji B Show, the Prince tribute, probably the best thing I've listened to all year. That absolutely incredible. That guy has got some collection. I don't even know where he's getting it all from. Yeah, so. Yeah, well, yeah, Moody Man. Wow. The video of his collection out there, if you get a chance to check that. He seems to have had every single Prince record, VHS, everything. Just all picture this, the lot in his basement, like three rooms of it. It's just ridiculous. But you can see it. Yeah, there's massive influence on the Moody Man's music. Definitely a persona and, like, hiding himself from people. And then just the level of musicianship. You can see the influence all over it, but he's influenced that many people. It's ridiculous. Other side bands that have come off it and other artists he's given a chance to as well. So, looking at the last few we played was Musicology, which is my favourite one to play out. Absolutely buzz off that. Just an ultimate funk record. And then Call Mr. Goodnight, which we only sort of stumbled across the other week. Pretty decent track that as well. So yeah, you could throw down the new soul stuff. But speaking of, like, people to give a chance to and stuff like that, it's probably one of his best. And let's let the music do the talking.
This is it. Time for you to go to the wild, yeah. You will hit, cause you got the burning desire. It's your time. You will hit, cause you got the burning desire, yeah. It's your time. Got the horns of wine on your blow. It's your time. You feel. It's your time. You feel the cute baby, you know it. Oh. Cream. Get on top. Stop, cream, trouble, get by. You're so good, baby, they ain't nobody better.
Ain't nobody better.
Yeah, so you should have.
You know I wrote this in while I was looking in the mirror, right? I'm serious.
You're so good, huh? Baby, there ain't nobody better.
Ain't nobody better.
Show your shoe, hey. Never ever go by the letter. It's so cool. Everything you do is success. Break the rules, break them all. Cause you are the best. Yeah. Get on top, cream. Hey, cream. Hey, cream.
Okay. Remember that from high school? Check this out. This is what I remember from high school. Ladies.
Oh.
Want to hear the first song I learned? Yeah. On the guitar.
Left a good job in the city.
For real, that's it, that's it, that's all I learned. So once you could do that, you could impress folks. I went from that to this.
Incredible from the Purple One. Wonderful. Got to see him live a few years ago. Absolutely buzzing off that when he was in Manchester. It's always great to see like a legend live, but Jesus Christ, he delivered. It's like 3 hours of just an absolute storm. I just come straight on, straight into it. He's shouting, man, I got some hits. He's doing everything. Dancing, dropping down, doing the splits, acoustic piano versions, picking up the bass, getting on the drums. Just absolutely incredible. The man's just a ball of energy when he's live. But yeah, he's him on album and him on live, he's just completely different. It's just incredible. He just goes all over the show. Yeah, so pretty decent. Last couple of tunes we played there. Sheila E, I Love Bizarre, like I say, one of his fittest and best from there. And then that was a live acoustic medley from, I think he did it on VH1 a while ago, but it's pretty decent. Some good versions on there, and he shows you how funny the guy was. He wasn't just a dead serious weird bloke, what most people seem to think. But yeah, he's pretty sound. But there's a couple of tributes knocking around to Prince. I think D'Angelo's the best one I've seen, just because of the original way he did it, and he's obviously an absolute hero of his. But then he was a bit... yeah, the BET Awards, they're doing a tribute to him soon. And they've got D'Angelo and Sheila E's involved. The Roots are involved. So it looks like they're going to do it right and not just cash in on it like certain female artists that rhyme with good honour who can't sing a fucking note. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get back into the music. Here we go.
Yeah.
for what?
Oh, we don't. right, I can't control it. I need 7 inches or more. Tonight I can no longer hold it. Get it up, get it up. I can't wait anymore. It's time to jam. Dance, nasty girls.
Track run down there. One before that was two Prince offshoots, The Time, Jungle Love, for it's on Purple Rain album, innit? Morris Day doing that on the stage with his zoot suits on. And just after that, the last one played was Vanity Six, Nasty Girl. Vanity Six died. Vanity died a couple of months back too, didn't she? So pretty sad. I know, what to name a vagina. So Doug got better. God knows what that means. We'll never know. No, he's dead.
Probably a girl around here called that.
Well, not going down that road. And I remember the moment when we heard he died. We was in a taxi, and I just read it on the internet. He was on the way to DJ at a mate's party at this bar in town. And the white user, Ian Vinter. Shout outs to Vinter. And he's quality at selling antiques, so ever since he was a kid. Yeah. Nice one, Vinter. And we heard on the taxi on the way down, and so we ended up playing about 6 or 7 Prince tunes. And then this guy comes up to us in the line and went, "So, are you not even going to acknowledge Prince's death then?" And went, "Well, you know what, we played about 6 records. You're not going to..." So, I doubt he's listening, but if he ain't anyway, fuck off. You're obviously a bellend. Just because he didn't hear Purple Rain. And the worst thing was, he's the absolute spitting image of Jonathan King. So there's his punishment for life anyway. Fucking pedo. What's what else to say? Should we just go back into the music?
Yeah.
One more tune, here we go.
Hey baby, where you going? No, please don't rush off so soon. If you leave me like this, blush, but I just wanted to tell ya, I think you're great. I know you're late, but I need another taste. Breakfast can wait.
Grits and gravy.
Grits and gravy.
Cheese, eggs and jam. Can't nobody cook it like you, girl. No, ma'am. This here early morning, need something else on my plate. I think I want another bite of you, babe.
Breakfast.
Breakfast can wait. You really put it on me. You shut it down last night. I thought the police were gonna come. Loud, yeah, and quiet. I ain't trying to make you blush. I just think you're great. Ain't no need to rush.
Breakfast can wait. Finally my eyes are open. Dreaming about you all night long. The only thing that I've been hoping for is for you go to work, babe. To tell you, I think you're great. I know you're late, but I need another taste. Breakfast can wait.
Hot cakes,
smothered in honey.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to pass.
What?
Fresh cup of coffee, no, no. I'd rather have you, you in my glass. Only thing that's gonna sweeten my tongue. Only thing's gonna last now. There's another body, you babe.
Breakfast.
You don't even have to ask.
Finally, my eyes are open.
Oh, yeah.
Dreaming about you all night long.
I love
the only thing that I've been hoping for is that you go to work, babe.
Ooh.
We get it on. I ain't trying to make you blush, but I just wanted to tell you.
Tell you.
I think you're great.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're late, but I need another taste.
Breakfast can wait.
Breakfast can wait.
Can't stop even if the police come.
Breakfast can wait.
Got a double-time kick drum.
Breakfast, breakfast.
You can't leave a black man in the state.
Breakfast can wait.
Oh, no.
Breakfast, breakfast can wait.
Come here, baby. Let me put you on my plate.
Take a man of exquisite
taste. 100% Italian silk and potent and dipped in lace.
Absolutely stunning. One of the best records he's made. That can't beat Prince screaming and wailing into the mic when he goes to that pitch. It's just incredible. Yeah, there's not much more you can say, really. Just go check his stuff out. Get digging through the back catalogue. We DJ'd at that barbecue the week thinking we struggle on stuff to play. We ended up playing 4 hours of it, and he's like, just kept the tempo up as well. It's just unreal how much he's got, but he's got over 40 albums. So it's not a bad catalogue, and that's not even including his side stuff and his singles, B-sides, live stuff that's out there, bootlegs. And then you think, right, well, now he's died, you can take a breath and actually appreciate what he's done. And then you think of the stuff he's got in the vaults. There's rumours to be up to like 2,000 records in there. So they're probably going to make their way out over the next few years. I know there's a lot of controversy over whether they should or not. Yeah, controls, yeah. But I just want to hear them, so in a selfish point of view, yeah, just release them. but yeah, I've got no morals, so yeah, let's get it out there. Last couple of tunes, just going to go. There's one of my favourites, a bit of a slow one next, and the ones we played before that was Breakfast Can Wait and Adore, which is just sublime. Lisa Sherman there, going out to you, she loves that one. Shermanator X, fellow DJ of us. No need for that. Right, so the last couple, like I said, is a bit of a slow one next. It's getting to the erection section. I think that's what he would have wanted. And then final one we're going to come from us is a cover version, and I think it's the best tribute that's been done to him so far. I can't see anyone even coming near to this. So thanks for listening, and please spread the word of the podcast. Share it on Twitter, Facebook. Make sure you sign up and subscribe. And RIP Prince. God bless the purple one. We'll be right back.
What are you gonna do? You're just gonna sit there and watch?
Casey died soon after I longed for Civil War. Just after I wiped away his last tear, I guess he's better off than he was before. A whole lot better off than the fools he left here. I used to cry for Trace, 'cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. Tracy, 'cause I want to see it again. But sometimes, sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Always my favorite time of year. A time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, unafraid to die, unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized. Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. Sometimes, sometimes. Dream of heaven, and I know that Prince is there.
He's found another friend.
Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes it feels so bad, so bad. Sometimes I